CES is in town. How many people? 100-something thousand?
140,000.
I like that. Holland Cook is here, my favorite radio guru. How you doing? Having a good time?
It's a really encouraging sight over at the convention center because we've been so down in the dumps during the recession.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it, a year and a half ago, the Economist told us we were already in recovery. But it's been so agonizingly gradual, it still feels like recession until lately. This is going to be very close to $1 trillion. That's 12 zeros worldwide and a $200 billion business in the USA alone. And everywhere you look, there are smaller, smarter, cooler, hotter, and even less expensive things than we saw last year. So I think it's very encouraging what's going on over at the LVCC.
Okay, so let me ask you, is it because people have more money or because they have a phrase I think I coined? Deprivation fatigue. They're tired of going without, and now they're going to buy some new stuff.
Well, convenience has a lot to do with it.
Right.
You used to do a U-turn in the driveway if you left your house without one thing, your keys. Now you'll do a bat turn if you don't have what? Your phone.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
And it's a shame to call it a phone. I sat through a research presentation the other day. Half of all Americans now own a smartphone. Only one in five only use it to make phone calls.
Wow.
It's a shame to call it a phone. And get this. We look at our phones 150 times a day.
Seriously? I know I do.
Now, we in radio got a real shot in the arm on Monday because the big news was something that BlackBerry fessed up to, which iPhone, Apple, has been denying all along. There's a sleeper radio chip in the phone, and Apple won't admit that it's there. But there are all kinds of conspiracy theories on the internet. And BlackBerry's manufacturer, Research in Motion, said, yes, there is a radio chip in the phone, and you just download an app and you can activate it. So suddenly radio is going to be in millions and millions and millions of pockets, which is where radio used to be when it was a little transistor thing about the size and shape of a smartphone.
Interesting.
There's 100 new smartphones being introduced, and they're all trying to upstage iPhone. Last year it was tablets. 80 tablets were introduced. Nobody can name them a year later because iPad is so cool. And there's that MacBook Air, that sleek, skinny thing that Steve Jobs pulled out of the manila envelope.
Right.
Goes for like $900 to $1,400. Toshiba and Dell and HP and a bunch of other manufacturers are introducing Ultrabooks that are in the like $699 or less range. They boot up real quickly. The battery lasts a lot longer.
And they're skinny.
And everybody's trying to play catch up with Apple, who isn't even at the show this year.
Right.
I'm still waiting for a tablet that's big enough I can type with all 10 fingers.
Yeah.
And I need some ports on mine, so I've resisted the iPad to date.
Yeah, I don't want one either because I've looked at them. And for one thing, with fingernails, it's hard to type on it. That's the first problem as a female. Even if you get this, and if you get the second, the additional keyboard that I guess you can buy for them, what's the point of getting a keyboard and an iPad when you can get a laptop for the same thing?
Well, that's what everybody says. Oh, get the iPad. You can get a detachable keyboard. Yeah, but then I've reassembled the notebook.
Right.
I just want slab-o-computing for the plane. And I do some of my best work there, and I can't just type with two fingers, and I don't want to hit two keys to get a semicolon. So I'm an iPad holdout, but it certainly has been an out-of-the-box hit.
Oh, yeah. Now, we'll take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Holland Cook. All right, so what else, Guru? You go to all kinds of conventions because you are the radio guru, Holland Cook. Blog conventions, things like that. Talk to me about what's going on with social media, how it's changing. Because it changes by the day, it seems.
I was the last on my block to do a lot of things. Everybody thinks I'm so techy. You know, I was the last person I know to get a wireless phone because I didn't want to be that loud talker in the restaurant who says, you're breaking up, while the couple at the next table is breaking up.
Right.
So I've just joined Twitter, and I thought it was...
What's your Twitter thing?
At Holland Cook, just like it sounds, one word, Holland like the country, Cook with an E.
Cook with an E, yeah.
And I'm posting a lot of stuff from CES, so if you want to know what's going on at the Consumer Electronics Show, follow me at Holland Cook.
The problem becomes, how do you tune it out? How do you turn it off when you're somebody like you, when you're somebody like me, who are constantly connected? I mean, I'm constantly checking Facebook and things like that, not because I have no life, not because I want to know, you know, who went to the drive-thru today, but because you want to keep up on what's going on in the world. And sometimes you say to yourself, I just need to Go. I tell myself, go sit outside and read a book and leave the phone in the house. Don't take it. Walk away and do something else.
An hour without the phone, you start twitching. I just read a great book called Curation Nation, and it made the point that we are standing in front of this fire hose of stuff. There's this torrent of data, not all of it information, but data. It's like standing in front of a fire hose with a cup, and it doesn't work anymore. So we need people to curate, and that's really what you do in the morning. You know, you've decided what people ought to know, your followers, your tribe, your flock. You're doing for them what they don't have time to sort out on their own. And as old school as it sounds, I still love watching the evening news, and I still have an appointment at 6:30 every night with Scott Pelley, because he's got thousands of people all around the world who spent the last 24 hours deciding what they think I need to know. And I appreciate the fact that they've curated it for me and they've prepared a digest. And for people who do what you do, the social media is very opportune. Heidi keeps calling me a guru, but I coach people who do what Heidi does for a living. And not all of your listeners are listening at any given moment. So what's cool about having them follow you on Twitter is you can say, here's what I'm doing next.
Right.
It's like a big pager, and then they can come to your show.
Right.
You don't have to be you to get the most out of this. All of this new media stuff is not just for people like Heidi who are in old media. Suppose you own a Mexican restaurant.
Right.
You know, you've taken me to this great Mexican restaurant a couple of blocks over. If you own a restaurant, you can put up today's special. You can tweet it out to people who follow you.
Yeah.
It's virtually a coupon. So in every walk of life, people are making the most of technology. The Consumer Electronics Show is thought of as a gadget fest. You know what was one of the coolest gadgets I saw there? Is for diabetics. You know, if you have diabetes, you get that little blood droplet, and then you probably keep track in a little notebook of what your readings are, and then weeks or maybe even months later, you bring the notebook to the doctor. Now it's gone wireless, because it sends your readings to a private database, and you can permission your doctor to go in there. And the new term for all the health stuff like this that has gone Wi-Fi is remote diagnostics.
Interesting.
So this is not just about having all your cool jams in your earbuds. Almost everything we do now and every moment of the day, there's something digital technology about it. And it is making life crazier, as you say. There's a lot of stuff, and you have to learn how to turn it off. But it's very enabling technology.
Hold that thought. Right. We're coming back. I'm Heidi Harris. Holland Cook is here. We're talking about CES. Holland Cook is here. He's in town for CES along with 140,000 other people.
This just in.
Yes.
724,000 Americans rely on eBay as a primary or secondary source of income.
Seriously.
Enabling technology. How about this? Remote car starters. Probably not a big item in this part of the country. You know, I live in New England. Remote car starter sales are slumping because of the unseasonably warm weather in a lot of winterish places now.
Interesting. Of course, I noticed that coats are on a tremendous sale because it's been 65 degrees here all winter long, which is normal for us pretty much, or 55. But the back east, you've had no snow, right, at all?
And we're loving it because we're spending less on home heating oil and all that.
Yeah, but you don't own a ski resort. We've had no snow here. They're skiing on rocks up there.
One-sixth of the time we spend online is spent on Facebook, and that's up 57% from a year ago.
Give me some other headlines from CES this week.
There has never, ever, ever been a better time to buy a television than right now. The best month of the year for TV sales is right now, January, because of the Super Bowl.
Now, is it the best month to buy it because the prices are down or because they sell more this month?
Oversupply. And if you think it's great this month, wait till next month because it'll be after the Super Bowl. But TVs are a screaming bargain.
We're going to take a break.
Now, here's a headline from the Consumer Electronics Show that you're going to love if you're a Bond fan.
Go ahead, Holland Cook.
007.
Yes.
Just turned 5-0. And it was just announced that there's going to be a handsome collectible Blu-ray box set. First time all 22 titles have been available together in one package. And the first time 9 of them have been in Blu-ray. Blu-ray sales were way up in 2011. DVD sales were down 20%. And if you've seen Blu-ray, you know why.
Why? Tell me why, Holland Cook, because I don't have a Blu-ray. I'm way behind everybody else.
Nor do I, but it's dazzling. If you got a great big flat screen HD TV and you got Blu-ray, things don't even look like film anymore. you feel like you're in the room. A pal of mine just hung a 72-inch sharp TV screen on his living room wall, and they've got some proprietary technology where you don't just get red, green, and blue, but there's also yellow. Who knew? And we were watching an old Humphrey Bogart movie, and we were watching Godfather 3 and some other stuff, and it looked like videotape. It was so good.
Yeah, I was over at some friend's house the other day. They were watching Gone with the Wind. One of the kids had to watch it for school. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything so clear in my life.
Yeah, they're coming out now in April in movie theaters with Titanic in 3D.
Wow.
And I'm going to go again because I want to see that in 3D. And they didn't even have to shoot it in 3D because they can now digitally 3D-ize it, I guess.
What does it say about that? So we want to go and watch 1,400 people drown. No, we already know what happens, right, at the end? It doesn't go well.
There's not a lot of suspense. I'm just there for the special effects. My girlfriend is just there for the chick flick aspect. There's a little something for everyone.
What are they talking about for next year for CES?
Next year's goal is always to make what was exciting and new this year obsolete. The one thing you know for sure, for instance, about buying a laptop computer is that the minute you throw away all the styrofoam peanuts in the box, there'll be one that is smarter, smaller, and cheaper on the shelves.
That's the problem.
But if you keep waiting, you're going to be late. The first rule of technology is always wait for the third version to come out so you can buy the second one real cheap.
Really? Is that true?
Yes. Think about the ways technology is changing our lives. Most photos are no longer even taken with a camera. I listen to radio for a living. Every once in a while, I'll hear somebody on the radio say, "I'm starting to sound like a broken record." Or they do the weather forecast and they say, "Tomorrow is going to be a carbon copy of today."
Good point, and nobody under 30 has any idea what you just said.
Nobody under 50 has ever touched carbon paper.
Yeah.
And that's how fast things are changing. The two things I have trouble remembering are a time before fax machines and the last time I ever used one.
Yeah.
Things are changing that quickly.
That's true. Absolutely.
So that's why it's always cool to come here in any event because, hey, it's Las Vegas. And it's always cool to come here for the Consumer Electronics Show. And I'm filing a bunch of reports. And if you want, you can hear them at survivalspeech.com. Who knows what it'll be here next year.
Yeah.
But what we know is that it'll be even cooler than this year and probably less expensive.